heart is filling with adrenaline right now. Whether you know it or not, your heart's beating fast. It's getting a little harder to breathe. The neurobiological system is telling it to run, but your knees are too weak to move.
Fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger. Unafraid. Right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution. Revolution. Radio!
Are you coming to the train, led by a man who wants to break the chains? Establishment is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out for a wall built by crane? Media is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out the fools who lead in vain? Lobbyists are terrified, they can't control our reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train? We're ahead of hope, side by side with me. Make America great again, break the chains. Let's meet this year on the Trump train.
And we are going to be respected by the world again and not laughed at like we're all a bunch of stupid people being led by incompetent politicians. It's not going to go on any longer.
Are you coming to the train to take our great country back again? Join the revolution, break the chains. Let's meet this year on a Trump train.
We're going to win at the borders. We're going to win, and we're going to keep winning. And we are going to make America great again, greater than ever before. Greater than ever before.
This is Dr. Johnny, and welcome to the Master Survivor Beyond PhD. It is December 3rd, 2023, and let's keep the truth alive and be generous with your contribution to freedomslips.org Revolution Radio. Dr. Johnny gives every month through the Patreon account I started, and you can set one up too. Just set one up and automatically donate $5 or more per month. It's so easy. And if you don't donate to Revolution Radio, please send a generous donation to Dr. Johnny, because we've really been working hard to get you the truth and the news you can use. So all the hosts do not get paid, and we really appreciate your donation today. Thank you so much. You are now connected to the Master Survivor Beyond PhD Command Center, where Dr. Johnny with the bald eagle eye is keeping a vigilant watch on Washington, D.C., our country, and our solar system. That's right. You are listening to The Master Survivor, bringing you the truth about our world and providing the tools to help you survive and thrive. I am your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor, best-selling author, master survivor, and virus recovery expert. Well, folks, I'm telling you, the deep state talks about surrender at everything and, oh, we give up and everything, but that's all a big ruse. You know, surrender talks are on hold. There are several reasons why the surrender talks are on hold. One reason is video recordings, emailed, and Zoom calls and Skype calls, you know, on video. That's just not enough. David Rockefeller has to show his face and appear in person and surrender with his hands forward so he can be handcuffed. Number two, the chemtrails have not stopped. As a matter of fact, they've been ramped up. Number three, several contacts of mine said soldiers have revealed that a warehouse, it's also happening in LA, but a warehouse in San Francisco has been uncovered by special forces, and it's the most gruesome sight on record that they've ever witnessed. This is where they took thousands of homeless off the street and brought them to the warehouse. They dismembered them, took away their organs, and sold them on the black market, and their legs and arms were also taken and sold as meat. That's right. There's a big market for organs and human meat, and they are taking thousands of homeless off the street of L.A. and San Francisco and other cities like Minneapolis. And, you know, just to keep their human meat cash cow going, even Benjamin Fulford has verified this and was contacted by special forces that revealed this to him this past Thursday, and they revealed the exact same story. So this is true, and of course, this is a strike against the deep state, and of course, surrender talks have been stopped. Dr. Johnny does not enjoy being the messenger for these types of news items, and this is not a scare tactic at all. In the past, I've held back from such stories and telling you these kinds of stories on my show, but times have changed. The gloves are off. We need to know the truth. So they are surrendering. They are printing more money. They're not surrendering, and they're just printing more money and selling organs and meat. And they now have enough money to pay off enough key people to keep them to push their new pandemic and blame it all on climate change. Believe me, there's a new pandemic they're pushing. The news wires are calling it the mysterious white lung pneumonia. Gosh, doesn't that sound spooky? And just like in February and March of 2020, it pops up in several cities in the United States and around the world in less than 48 hours. And guess what? Yes, you got it. They have a white lung pneumonia vaccine all ready to go. They say climate change is spreading this white lung pneumonia so fast that you better get that shot. And I can't make this stuff up. Are you going to be fooled all over again? If you don't believe Dr. Johnny, just Google mysterious pneumonia hits U.S. 142 kids with white lung syndrome. Just Google that. This is all fake, of course, and they want to make it worldwide and worse than the last pandemic. But Dr. Johnny's not fooled, nor are the Russians. On Vladimir Putin's orders, the Russian army on this past Thursday executed a renegade Minister of Health official for trying to hold a white lung meeting between himself and Russian pharmaceutical manufacturers, FSB agent Andrei Zakharov revealed. A day earlier, Russian intelligence learned that Mikhail Abramovich, a researcher and physician in good standing with the health organization in Russia, had written letters to heads of the BioCAD and NeoLeg, you know, beseeching them to immediately start work on a vaccine to combat the emerging white lung pneumonia, calling it the greatest threat to the Russian Federation since the COVID-19. He implored the pharmaceutical giants to start using COVID-19 vaccines as a template. Moreover, he said every pubescent child that is under the age of 6 in Russia ought to be vaccinated against this child-killing virus, citing alleged outbreaks in China, the Netherlands, Idaho, and Massachusetts. And I quote, he says, "We must not delay, my friends. The future of Russia depends on a swift response to this novel disease. I will arrange meetings for us to speak in person," which is part of what the letter read. The FSB, which believes white lung is fake, a deep state invention to reignite cries for masking and social distancing and medical martial law, didn't know whether Abramovich was a deep state sleeper agent or had simply lost his mind. He knew that Putin had outlawed the COVID-19 vaccines and executed health professionals who defied Putin's maximum, his edict. In fact, nothing in FSB dossier on Abramovich suggested he was an agent provocateur or prone to insanity. Abramovich completed school in First Moscow State Medical University with a PhD in medical biology, after which he interned in the Kremlin's Central Clinical Hospital, which requires not only academic excellence, but also a letter of recommendation written by a member of the State Duma or Federal Council. He later refused a lucrative position in favor of caring for impoverished citizens. In 2022, Abramovich spent 4 months on the front line field hospitals treating soldiers who had been wounded in Russia's special operations against Ukraine. Abramovich, 47, was married and had 2 adult children. No matter that this man, Abramovich, voted for Putin or not, he appeared to be loyal. Somehow he escaped some scrutiny in matters like this. President Putin does what he has to do because he knows this white lung is fiction, and he won't let white lung lies come into Russia. Not again, Zakharov said. On Thursday evening, Russian troops barged into Abramovich's Moscow apartment, where he and his wife were lounging on the sofa watching a television news broadcast. The couple reportedly sat frozen as the lieutenant casually switched off the TV and told Abramovich he had been found guilty of treason and espionage and would be executed at once. The lieutenant asked Mrs. Abramovich if she was complicit in or had knowledge of her husband's crimes. And she said, and I quote, "I don't know anything, but this man, he's not the same man I married," she says. "He acts strange. I want nothing to do with him. I'm divorced from him these last week or so," she said. "He's been acting strange, so get him away from me," she replied. Zakharov said Abramovich was handcuffed, the husband, and dragged outside and shot in the head. "If there are any more like him, they won't survive," Zakharov said, and asked who tipped off the FSB. And he said it was the CEO of Biocad, the pharma company. "He showed my sources Abramovich's letters. We didn't know why he thought he could do this. It was an act of lunacy why some good guy would all of a sudden come out and want to support the jab. However, there was a switch, and this wasn't the real Abramovich." The real Ivanovich apparently has been murdered, and they put a clone in his instead. That's why his wife said he's acting strange. I'm sure they never had sex since he entered her life a week or so ago. So the deep state's not going away quietly into the night, folks. As I've said on last week's show, White Hat Special Forces worldwide are going full animal. It's the gloves are off. It's personal now, and they're hunting these demons down, starting with their glitzy top heads first. JAG's new detainment center in Guam now has its first detainee, Trump-hating, vaccine-loving, liberal late-night talk show host Stephen Colbert, host of CBS Late Night with Stephen Colbert. He was arrested, as reported last week. White Hats had finished building a crude but hopefully efficient 200-cell prison for mainstream media personalities that, in one way or another, committed treason and defrauded the United States of America. My JAG source named future potential inmates that I revealed on last week's show, and I dropped an ambiguous hint. He said, don't be surprised if Christmas comes early. Well, JAG got its first Christmas gift Saturday morning when Navy investigators grabbed Stephen Colbert after he stepped off his property off his Montclair, New Jersey home wearing a blue jogging suit and wearing $60,000 Bulgari Flora sunglasses. Colbert reportedly blurted out, what the F is this? He said as investigators subdued him, snapping handcuffs around his trembling wrist. Colbert was informed his new insignia was his new designation was detainee, and he had no rights, but might earn some with good behavior. Investigators pushed Colbert into their vehicle and brought him to a processing center in advance of a trip to Guam, my source said. Colbert, whose eponymous show was seen by 3.9 million viewers in the late night, and he's widely viewed as the second most liberal talk show host in the country, only second to Jimmy Kimmel, who takes the top honors. Colbert's chumminess with top Democrats is legendary. In June of 2021, he stoked what Joe Rogan called mass psychosis for a skit that featured a dance troupe dressed as vaccine syringes. And on October 22nd, 2022, he joined Fauci body double at a Walgreens for fresh booster shots on live television. As you know, reported on this show, the real Fauci was hanged in April 2022. Since the pandemic's inception, Colbert's dedicated over 1,750 show hours on his show advocating for the clot shots. Almost all those hours, he's pushing the clot shot. But he never did actually get the COVID-19 vaccine. He never really got the clot shot himself. You know, the first thing we do is pull their blood and run tests, my source said, and make sure they are who they say they are and who they seem to be. Colbert never got the real, probably a saline solution, my source said. However, Colbert will not stand trial for his political views or vaccine status. No one here is litigating personal beliefs. He's complicit in the fraud, the faux pandemic and pushing lies that Joe Biden won the 2020 election. He took bribes from both National Institutes of Health and the Democratic National Committee. The details will come out in his tribunal. Asked when Colbert will stand trial, my source said there old tribunals in Guam until January 1st don't have a deadline or timeline for Colbert, but he's a detainee and we can hold him in pretrial confinement indefinitely if we want. And asked why a multimillionaire like Colbert would accept bribes. And he added, enough is never enough for these kind of guys. The MSM and the Colbert family have covered up the arrest by claiming in public and in the news wires that Colbert is hospitalized for appendicitis, but now he's in Camp Blas in Guam. A Navy JAG investigator on Guam has grilled detainee Stephen Colbert over his ties with the pandemic and alleged that he caused irreparable harm to young boys and girls he molested during trips to Jeffrey Epstein's island of underage debauchery, a JAG source revealed. As reported, investigators arrested Colbert near his Montclair, New Jersey home, and they hauled the sniffling creep to a safe house and then on to Camp Blas. There, he underwent secondary medical assessment, where including incredibly invasive body cavity search, and soon found himself eyeballing an interrogator. They knew it wasn't a clone, they knew it was the real Colbert, and they had him seated in a child-sized seat behind a metal table. It was a child-sized seat on purpose. The interrogator offered him a bottle of water, and Colbert, visibly shaken, said he would sooner go on a hunger strike and die of starvation than cooperate with brutish thugs like you, he said. That's water, detainee. Drink up. You'll need it, the interrogator said. And Colbert raised his handcuffed wrist and mentioned he could use a larger chair. And the interrogator said, do you think we brought you all the way here to make you comfortable, Stephen? Detainee Colbert. And about the chair, it's a kid's chair. You like kids, don't you, detainee? I figured it would be fitting. He placed the photographs on the table. They were images of minors who had been getting fondled by Colbert on Epstein Island. Oh, yeah, they had all the pictures. These are the least graphic, the interrogator said. We have more. Look at them, detainee. Colbert glanced away and just glimmers. So, detainee, if you're not here, we're not here to coddle you or comfort you or try to pretend to earn your trust. I don't want a confession because I know you're guilty. I know you're guilty because if you weren't, you wouldn't be here to begin with. You do know where you are, don't you? And frankly, you're not in a good position. I can't tell you that you can save your life, but it's possible, maybe. It just depends how much you reveal. Colbert said he wanted to go home, that his constitutional rights had been violated, and the interrogator said, look around, detainee. Do you know where you are? You're in a room on an island. Colbert replied meekly, am I in a room with an island? And he said, no. He said, that's exactly right. It sure ain't Epstein Island, the interrogator said. I bet you wish it was. Suddenly, Colbert fell into an animated dialogue with himself, shaking his handcuffs and wrists. You know, what are you doing to me? What do you want with me? You know, Trump's tyrannical militants are enforcing illegal justice. No. I don't have to stand for this. I'm an American citizen. I have rights. I can't be deprived of my rights. I must be dreaming. This can't be real. The interrogator sat in stunned silence for a moment, and he said, it's as real as it gets, and you're not on television, so cut the theatrics. You're not here because of Trump. You're here because you're a pedophile and because you accepted cash to promote a vaccine you never took yourself. We got the proof, and you're heading for a tribunal. What would you like to know about, Stephen? Is it the doomsday bunker you have in New Zealand? You know, we know about that too. And exactly how many kids you got squirreled away in that New Zealand bunker of yours? Jag, my source said, learned of Colbert's apocalypse shelter after accessing his cell phone data, which held text messages between Colbert and unnamed persons discussing the procurement of 6 to 10-year-old blonde-haired, blue-eyed boys and girls to stock his New Zealand lair. The phone also had expired boarding passes showing that Colbert had traveled to New Zealand 7 times since 2020 just to test out his progeny. Your family know this stuff. I bet they're proud of you, sicko. You thought you'd be safe molesting kids over there. You see, detainee, we'll find it, and if we find children there, things for you will be much, much worse, the interrogator said. But Colbert displayed an air of imprudence. You're setting me up. I want to call CBS. I want my lawyer. The only rights you have here are what we give you. Yeah, we'll give you counsel, and do you know what they'll tell you? That you're in deep doo-doo. Defiantly, Colbert said, I won't talk to you. I won't say another word, he said. He snipped. The interrogator made a final incisive point. When you leave this room, you're heading for one of two places. One is comfortable, so far as jails go. The other, I swear to God, you will defile yourself when you see it, and you will pray that whatever deity that you worship, that you will be more cooperative than you've been, but there is no second chances. The ultimatum only fueled Colbert's belligerence. And he just says, oh, go F yourself, he said. And Colbert was taken to MSM jail, and he's been screaming in terror ever since, my source says. Every day in the cell, he's screaming. Like I said in last week's show, white hats have gone full animal capturing deep state criminals. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention managing officer Aaron Aranaeus was shot dead Friday morning when he and two bodyguards exchanged fire with U.S. Marine reconnaissance unit that had been dispatched to arrest him and charges of treason, my source in General Eric Smith's office revealed. He added that RNS misappropriated $14 billion of the CDC's $140 billion annual budget. White hats reportedly had proof that there had been presented at the military tribunal that RNS, a cryptocrat, pinched $1 billion off for himself after funneling the rest to advertising agencies that, after taking a piece of the pie, used the funds to buy ad slots in networks, streaming services, the ad encouraging the citizenry to get more COVID-19 boosters. These issues nowhere on the CDC fiscal budget sheet in this advertising expense mention more COVID-19 lies and Aranaeus stolen money for himself. Jag issued the warrant, and the Marines went to go get him. But unfortunately, after the firefight, Aranaeus got shot as well and got killed along with his two bodyguards. The Marines collected their wallets and IDs and grabbed devices and phones and computers. They wrapped Aranaeus' body in bedspreads and quilts and put them all into their vehicles. The other guys in the mess got left behind for deep state to clean up. Don't exactly know exactly you know, my source said it didn't go according to our plan, but, you know, none of our guys got hurt. That Aranus had security, and it came at no surprise for CDC officials. These days have fled the country, the real ones, and have round-the-clock protection for the other ones that stay left. You know, people like Walensky, Fauci, and Collins, they are already gone. The deep staters are at once frugal with, you know, their whereabouts and where they're going and just who they hire. So these were low-budget private security guards, but they jumped the gun and started firing on Marines, and then they all got killed. However, U.S. Navy JAG investigators had better luck this past week when they apprehended another Center for Disease Control and Prevention official, this time capturing Karen Hacker, the Center's Director for Chronic Disease Prevention and Health Promotion, a position she assumed in August of 2019. My JAG source revealed that Hacker had recently co-authored an academic paper on the importance of population control amid emerging and ongoing pandemics. She just released this. In it, she emphasized the necessity for mandatory mail-in voting in the 2024 presidential election, citing the resilience of SARS-CoV-2, a rise in cases of white lung pneumonia in children, and inexplicable surges of hepatitis, measles, and frugal meningitis. Oh, big fear, big fear. She wrote up this big paper, and Hacker distributed her manifesto across the CDC and other medical communities, on that list, and Biden official regime officials. She isn't expressing opinion. She was working on an agenda, my source said. She even proposed that voters show proof of boosters before being allowed into the polling station. Folks, I'm telling you, they're gearing up for another pandemic. I'm telling you, just get ready. Listen to Dr. Johnny. Her paper, and this gave us proof. Her paper, or whatever you want to call it, my source says, calls it a sinister garbage. But in it, it even discussed medical confinement. This is just like the law they just passed in the state of New York, where if you don't follow medical procedures, they are allowed to confine you indefinitely. That law they just passed in New York State, which is a very liberal state, and of course, they're preparing for this next pandemic. So, Admiral Crandall thoroughly read the paper and found evidence to substantiate charges of conspiracy to commit treason, abuse of office, and defrauding the country. Investigators, he added, spotted Hacker leaving her posh home in Atlanta's affluent Buckhead suburb Friday evening and approaching her with military arrest warrant. You know, the Marine said she gawked at them incredulously. A nervous twitter escaped her lips. She glitched fixedly, soberly, and said, "This cannot be legitimate," she says. And then one of the guys said, "It is legit, and we'd appreciate you not resisting. We really hate it when you people resist or run. We got any guns or knives? Do you have any guns or knives on you?" Hacker admitted she had a pistol in her purse. The investigators seized her possessions, cuffed her, and drove her to a processing center in South Florida. Once there, my source said, Hacker was surprisingly talkative. She claimed she had written only fragments of the paper, but, and get this, the CDC's despotic director, Mandy Cohen, who rose to power in the wake of Rochelle Walensky's hanging, had ghostwritten 40 of the 64 pages. JAG's analysis affirmed Hacker's contention. The paper's syntax showed the human writers from ChatGPT. You know, it's one of these things that ghostwriters use. Nevertheless, Hacker, you know, endorsed and put her, you know, greeting and signed it at the bottom and everything. But Hacker really only wrote maybe 10% of the document. But the rest was dictated to her to print as is. And of course, Hacker disseminated the proposal clearly aimed at subverting the 2024 election. Like, in other words, if you're not vaxxed, you can't vote. That's one of the main things it said. And you can only vote if you can show that you have been vaxxed. So this is what they're pushing for the 2024 election. They're trying to get rid of Trump any way they can, and they're trying to, you know, seal off any possibility. So the Trump haters, you know, they're not going to want the vax, but if they don't get the vax, then they can't vote. And so this way they can keep the Trump people from voting. I mean, these, so here's your problem. They said, we have you, not Cohen. And if you can lead us to Cohen, then we'll know she's not in Atlanta and maybe we can work out a deal, an interrogator told Hacker. Hacker said that Cohen had emailed her pages and instructed her to incorporate those and sign, you know, for her findings. And so, you know, basically most of the letter was from Cohen. No idea where she is, Hacker told the interrogator. And then he said, well, we want to know why your signature is there and Cohen's isn't. She labeled you expendable. That's why. To be hurled under the bus. Because she wanted you to take the fall for this because your signature is there, not Cohen. But if you help us find where Cohen is, we have nothing else. You can't do that. You can't tell us where Cohen is. We have nothing else really to talk about. So, Hacker soon will be on her way to Guantanamo Bay, and I asked my source to comment on JAG's seemingly indecipherable arrest strategy, why it expends time and resources pursuing middle management while kingpins of injustice are still wreaking havoc and burglarizing the populace. He said, opportunity dictates JAG's unorthodox and unpredictable approach to apprehending deep staters who have committed acts of treason against the United States. I'm sure you've heard before a lot of these evildoers, and they are truly evil, and they're hiding all over the planet from Ukraine to Antarctica. Most aren't sitting around waiting to get picked up. Yes, we are ramping up global operations, and it is much. If it were my choice, we'd drop a mother of all bombs on the CDC headquarters, but I don't have any choice in these matters. I just take orders. But we can't just pull a Vladimir Putin in the USA, at least not right now, he said. Well, the Kaziri Mafia is trying to negotiate a surrender, according to high-level intelligence sources, but that's all a big ruse. You know, the White Hat Alliance has always kept communication lines open. However, David D. Rothschild, chairman of the Board of Directors of the World Jewish Congress, the first thing you need to know is that he's indicted in Spain in 2015 for defrauding pensioners, as well as the head of the British and French branches of the Rothschild family, and is offering to hand over the Western financial system to the Planetary Liberation Alliance. They are asking for amnesty in return. This offer came via new head of the Committee of 300, who replaced Queen Elizabeth and is not the real King Charles III or the fake one. The Illuminati Council has granted this individual the power to negotiate with the Alliance, and the Alliance has responded with the following demands: a jubilee, a one-off cancellation of all debts, public and private, must be carried out. Number two, the wealth of the world stolen by creating money out of nothing and charging interest on it must be returned to the people. Number three, a post-world Western-led institutions like Bank of International Settlements, the International Monetary Fund, and World Bank, the United Nations, etc., must be replaced by something that actually serves the people of the planet. Number four, all technologies such as hydrogen and anti-gravity that have been suppressed by the Khazarian Mafia must be released immediately to the public. Number five, a massive campaign to end poverty and stop environmental destruction must be started. Number six, democracy, freedom of the press, and rule of law must be restored in Western countries hijacked by the Khazarian Mafia. Number seven, the true hidden history of our planet must be disclosed to the people on all major media. Well, they don't want to do any of that, folks. Let's just face it. As far as the amnesty is concerned, the Alliance itself will not take any aggressive actions against the Khazarian Mafia. So we've given plenty chance. However, various legal actions against them for massive crimes against humanity, such as mass murder by vaccine, will proceed in accordance with law. The next step will be meetings in person between the representatives of the Alliance and those of the Illuminati Council, and weren't willing to do that. This will take time and travel arrangements, etc. Well, they're not willing to do anything but a Zoom call. That's it. The Khazarian Mafia are trying to surrender now because they fear a program to end all programs will be carried out by the backers of President Trump. And they're right. Furthermore, the Russian army has arrived at the borders of Israel and threatened to invade unless they stop their genocide in Gaza. Well, the fighting has been sporadic, but it's not like a full-fledged open war like it was before the ceasefire. But I'm understanding that it's not really a true ceasefire, that there's some skirmishes going on. Well, we'll see. The Khazarian Mafia is also trying to cut a deal because there's a group apparently planning to shut down the entire digital banking system. They claim to represent the U.S. Treasury Department, but say they are not connected to the supposed Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen or the fake President Biden. This group is currently buying up or trying to buy up all the physical dollars being held in most Asian warehouses. As a background, whenever the U.S. runs a trade deficit, the equivalent amount of dollars is physically delivered to, you know, when it's printed, you know, to that country. Since the U.S. has run a total trade deficit of over $12.1 trillion since 2000, that means a lot of cash dollars are sitting shrink-wrapped in warehouses. And here, a representative of the group had to say, this has nothing to do with Biden or Rockefeller. It's a process related to the new financial system, a.k.a. QFS, or the quantum financial system. There has to be at least $1 trillion of cash in pallets in order for them to move. Representatives of the Asian royal family say they're willing to provide the dollars, but not if it's going to the Rothschilds. They are willing and waiting for a reply. Well, they're not going to get that reply. The situation's the biggest geopolitical move since the assassination of John F. Kennedy. And, you know, there's a real, you know, the real creator of the quantum financial system. He is quoted to say the idea of a new financial system is to place all those off-ledger assets onto one global repository, which has a dual control of the world's central bankers and the collective anonymous agreement with the world's sovereign heads of state. The various currencies, commodities, securities, and general wealth will be dominated in the secure single digital currency, and in time, all the fiat currencies will be wound down. And it replicates the what Sanaki tried to do and failed, but also acts as a strategic structural reform to the UN, the World Bank, and Bank of International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland. The dispersal of the wealth to the general population by way of various structural projects is then handled by the new mainframe, so the new international banking platform and all the digital and very secure with control held by the military intelligence will go forth. Years of work had gone into it, and it's mind-blowing stuff. Little wonder the Rothschilds attempted to have him assassinated, and their near-carbon copy of JFK says the QFS creator. Kazari Mafia is not trying to deny any involvement in the assassination of Kennedy, by the way. They sent the following denial allegations from Dick Cheney, that it was Israeli Prime Minister David Ben Gurion who all ordered the Kennedy killed. And, you know, Mossad sources said that Israel and Mossad were behind the assassination of Kennedy, and it's all explained clearly. Everybody wants to end the corruption merger between the state and corporate power. They want our regulatory agents not to be sock puppets for the industry. They are supposed to regulate to actually protect the special public interests. people want to end the warfare state. The intelligence agencies have been captured. The Pentagon is a captive agency. The Fed is a captive agency. Its capacity to create money has now been deployed on the behalf of the corporate kleptocracy into which our democracy has devolved. Robert F. Kennedy blames the CIA for assassinations of his uncle and father. What is clear is that John Kennedy's new asset-backed U.S. dollar was immediately rescinded by his successor, Lyndon Johnson. And if you look at this, all the satanic hand signs at the widow Lady Bird Johnson's funeral, you can see who was responsible for the murder. It was the Satanists, not the Jews. French patriots who have been studying him for years provided us with the following information. David D. Rothschild controls France and his cousin Eric. They took over from David's Guy de Rothschild, who organized Satan's balls in the Chateau de Fourier. And David D. Rothschild controls France by placing his men in key positions. A similar system is also very established in Spain, Italy, and the U.S. And Cloro de Benedetti and Algarolari family and Rockefeller families, etc. And David D. Rothschild's cousin, Nathaniel Reams, explained in 2013 at the Museum of Art and History of Judaism that the entire family was governed by incest, saying vice is nice, but incest is best because it stays in the family, unquote. David D. Rothschild's bodyguard, Christian Geralds, is involved in many cases of human trafficking and prostitution of minors and kidnapping and victimizing having sex with young children and trafficking them. David D. Rothschild and his inner circle live in the conviction that France is the biblical Israel and that the real Jerusalem is Paris and that all its belongs to them and they must rule the world from there. And they don't care about Palestine and send poor Jews to their slaughterhouse while all that's going on. Macron himself comes directly from the Rothschild family through his mother, and Bridget is, you know, his supposed wife. Bridget is his father. So Emmanuel Macron's role is to fulfill their fantasy based on the prophecy of Isaiah. So get that. You know, Macron is married to his father, who is Bridget, a transvestite that acts as his wife in public. For a quick Bible lesson, Isaiah 9.19 says, through the wrath of the Lord of hosts is the land darkened, and the people shall be as the fuel of the fire. The French patriots say, we're looking for anything that could contribute to destabilizing the Macron regime. They can't wait to get him out of there. What will end the Macron regime is a situation to the east of France. Ukraine is now being quarantined. Thousands of vehicles are piled up in lines stretching as far as 40 kilometers. That's 25 miles as drivers wait in freezing temperatures across the border into Ukraine due to blockade staged by protesting truckers. The truckers have the support of the Polish government. The Slovakian and Hungarian governments are also moving to shut the border. Germans are cutting off Ukraine by stopping the flow of weapons and money there. The Ukraine is now an openly criminal regime. Ukrainian soldiers are getting strange vaccinations from Western doctors in what they call or probable biological experiments. Anatoly Makachev, a Russian expert, says the Khazarian Mafia Ukraine dictator Volodymyr Zelensky is using a Stalin-like secret police to round people up and force them into uniform or disappear them altogether, says Colonel Douglas McGregor. The European Union is also cutting ties with Zelensky, supporting fake supporting the fake Biden regime. Talking about fake, it's obvious when you listen to the Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin standing in an all-out, out-of-focus CGI background behind him, saying he's in Kiev and supports Zelensky. That's all fake. No military takes orders from this clown. Either one, you know. The European Union canceled a trade meeting with the U.S. because of a deadlock in talks about steel and critical minerals. They are also buying Russian and not Rockefeller oil. The Speaker of the Hungarian Parliament is among the many openly saying things like that the U.S. ambassador does not exist, the U.N. is a propaganda tool, and the Hungarian opposition politicians are all traitors. Germany is also fighting for independence. Their top court just ruled that 60 billion euros in unspent COVID vaccine funds were unconditionally relocated to a climate action fund. This is a painful blow to the coalition led by Olaf Scholz, a traitor, because they have lost access to funny money created out of nothing. Bank of Japan officials say Germany is getting ready to revive the Deutschmark. Germany is also joining Japan in launching the hydrogen revolution. So Italy, Germany, and Japan are going to start making hydrogen cars, you know. And Germany and Italy want to circumvent the Alps by turning gas pipelines into hydrogen pipelines. So that would, you know, fill up the cars. So it won't be long to convert the gas cars into hydrogen cars. Doesn't take that much. You know, hydrogen burns just as good as gasoline. The Rothschild interests in Switzerland are also now being threatened because access to African and other resources is being cut off. In a sign of this, CEO of UBS, one of the world's largest banks, says he wants a private buyer in a potential rescue operation scenario because it's broke. He's in receivership. It's a clear sign that UBS is in serious trouble. Their takeover of bankrupt Credit Suisse does not take effect until 2024. And when it does, they're really going to crash. Because Credit Suisse is already broke, they have no money. As we have previously reported on this show, most major U.S. banks are also insolvent. Also going down are the pharmaceutical corporations. I mean, Pfizer is down 40% as of this time last year. I also looked at the records of CDC and keeping a second hidden vaccine effect database. This is like the racketeers and the mob keeping two sets of books. So the CDC has a second set of books that, you know, show the real vaccine side effects, you know, in a database. And Attorney General Ken Paxton of Texas sues Pfizer and Trans Pharma for defrauding Texas Medicare and providing adulterated pharmaceutical drugs to children. So that lawsuit's going forward. I hear he's making real traction in that lawsuit. Then about this same time, Estonia has correctly seen the WHO pandemic treaty for what it is, a vast power grab by unelected bureaucracy that will use this power in such a way to make the COVID pandemic scandemic seem like it really was a dress rehearsal for something much bigger, I'm telling you folks, in 2024, and much worse consequences. Yes, that's right, a mysterious white lung pneumonia, you watch. A letter from the Estonia MPs, Minister of Parliament, is dated 22nd of November 2023, 8 days before the December 1st deadline. The Minister of Parliament having simply opted out of the amendments by the WHO in 2024, they have gone much further and rejected both the proposed pandemic treaty and the IHR amendments in their entirety, as well as the additional funding to the WHO. They cut themselves totally off to the WHO. In other words, they don't want the WHO to dictate any authority in the Republic of Estonia. And they definitely don't want to have anything to do with them. Good for go Estonia. Good for Estonia. The Philippines government committee has also voted to launch an investigation over 327,000 unexplained excess deaths between 2021 and 2022. And I'll bring you more details after these messages from our sponsor.
It's no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew.
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Check in every Thursday night for the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show.
Studio A, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at the number one listener-supported radio station, Revolution Radio.
The Secret Kindergarten is here for the young children of the world. The best program on the radio for kids. Dealing with the most important topics in the whole universe. Fairy tales, music and movement, numbers, plants, animals, fun, colors, insects. Take care and cast your ears out to catch a story from the world of other young things. Reach out, up, under, and over. Sing a song. Talk about feelings. Just remember the magic word. The magic word is no. Step on into the Secret Kindergarten. Saturdays, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on Revolution Radio.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's iPhone, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Welcome back to The Master Survivor Beyond PhD, and this is Dr. Johnny, and I had a special announcement for those of you who are interested in the Master Survivor University. The prices are going to go up in January of 2024. I've been told that they're a little low by some industry people, and I say, well, I'm going to wait till January 1st or maybe the 15th of January before I raise my prices. But they are going up. So if you're interested in attending the Master Survivor University, then, I suggest you act now before 2024 if you want to join. And you can start out by becoming an apprentice and while there's still low prices, because it's under $1,000 to become an apprentice, but it's going to go up. Everything's going to go up. All the prices are going to go up on the Master Survivor University. So I want to just tell everybody, all my listeners, that some of you express interest. So go ahead and act now. I will take a payment plan if you want to take a payment plan. Half down and half again in another month or so or something. So, I'll work with you, but just know that prices are going to go up. Okay, so back to the news, and I just bringing you about all the health information that's going on because it concerns me. I'm concerned about my patients. I don't want to get duped into these new vaccines, and they're believing they're going to bring them out. In fact, the public prosecutor of Rome, Francesco Lovioli, has charged the former health minister of health, Roberto Speranza, and others with ideological falsehood, multiple manslaughter, and murdering, and marketing of an imperfect, dangerous drug that potentially murders the population. And they knew it. They were complicit. Kazari Mafia stooges like President of European Research Council, Professor Maria Lepton, had even gone publicly saying things like it's not necessary for governments to persuade their citizens into taking mRNA vaccines using science. You know, the situation has made unelected World Health Czar Bill Gates blast conspiracy theories for making this super important work of vaccinating children in developing countries much harder to do. There's also a growing avalanche of pedophilia convictions against Kazarian Mafia minions. For example, Biden Pentagon official Stephen Francis Hovannik was just busted in a massive human trafficking sting in Georgia, the state of Georgia. One of his jobs was to oversee elementary schools for the Pentagon. Well, I mean, come on, folks. You know what he's doing. In Australia, former Minister of Parliament and twice convicted pedophile Milton Okerbartaros had been jailed for 20 years for calculating predatory and manipulative child sex offenses. In Canada, billionaire Robert Miller, dubbed as Canada's Jeffrey Epstein, has been accused of horrific sex acts with minors. The list goes on and on and on. So they're getting them. The stolen U.S. election is also now looking like it's about to be overturned. A federal judge ruled against voting machines in Georgia, saying the machines' cybersecurity flaws violate the constitutional rights of voters. Well, it's about time. Also in Arizona, totally corrupt Attorney General Chris Mays, who stole her 2022 election, has been caught in the crime of threatening officials who are trying to use paper ballots to ensure honest elections. He put a hit on him, and he was arrested. Now we find that the January 6th committee conveniently destroyed nearly 50% of the evidence before tapes were released. And yet another sign the Kazari Mafia is mortally afraid of Donald Trump. Former Democrat Senator Claire McCaskill says Trump is more dangerous than Hitler and Mussolini. Trump, the Kazari Mafia, are being increasingly exposed as murderless and racist as they are. U.S. State Department veteran Stuart Salowich, meanwhile, gets caught harassing a street vendor, saying, if we killed 4,000 Palestinian kids, it wasn't enough. And Mr. Salowich, a Zionist who worked in Langley while using the revolving door, according to CIA sources. The real Jews are revolting against this filth. Former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert said the Ministry of National Security in this government is a person who is convicted in Israeli court for terrorists against Palestinians. This is a government which is a shame to the basic values of the Jewish people and the people of Israel. He's right. An estimated 100,000 people have gathered around the house of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to demand his resignation. The world has their back. BRICS filed a complaint against the Israeli Defense Force and told the Secretary General of the United Nations the Gaza genocide must stop immediately, Chinese Xi Jinping outlined the three urgent imperatives: the end of hostilities and the achievement of immediate ceasefire was one. Two, the cessation of all forms of violence and attacks against civilians and release of civilians held in captivity. And three, the end of collective punishment targeting the population of Gaza. They backed this demand with Russian tanks. This is the real reason why the fighting stopped in Gaza and they had this ceasefire. It's still, you know, just some minor skirmishes, but the Turks and the Iranians are also filing war crime charges against the Israeli government officials. War crime tribunals are now a certainty. Criminal officials of the Israeli regime must be tried, Iran's top human rights official says. Now you know why the Qajari Mafia is suing for peace and begging for amnesty. Well, they backed out of their deal, and so we'll just see how things go, because we know now they want to push the new pandemic, and they are not going away quietly into the night. So I'm going to switch gears here, and let's talk a little bit about Antarctica. Michael Sala reported on January 23rd, 2019, about Emmy Award-winning journalist Linda Moulton Howe, one of my heroes. I've met her. She's a wonderful person. That was years ago, but she has released a video testimony of a military whistleblower discussing his highly classified mission to a large buried structure in Antarctica. The whistleblower claims, and he is a special forces person, the whistleblower claims that in a classified mission conducted in 2003, he entered inside a very large octagon-shaped structure located near the Beardmore Glacier that extended down deep into the glacier's icy interior. This structure is huge, folks. The whistleblower is a retired U.S. Navy SEAL who was first interviewed by Linda Moulton Howe in January 19, 2018. He used the synonym Spartan 1 in Howe's YouTube video, where his face was shadowed and his voice was altered to protect his identity. Howe says that she personally vetted Spartan 1, who provided ample documentation to substantiate his military career. Previously, Linda Moulton Howe has released the testimony of another military whistleblower, Brian, who was a Navy flight engineer who had flown numerous support missions with Antarctica Deployment Squadron from 1983 to 1997. He witnessed a number of anomalies pointing to hidden facilities or bases located deep under the Antarctic ice sheets. He says he witnessed silver flying disc over the Antarctic mountains not all that far, as Howell pointed out, from where the Navy SEAL conducted his mission. The Navy SEAL says that the ground penetrating radar had discovered a structure which was eight-sided octagon. And here he elaborated, in 2003, a U.S. Navy SEAL Special Operations team traveled to Antarctica to investigate a perfectly geometric eight-sided octagon structure discovered by the ground penetrating radar near the Beardmore Glacier, about 93 miles from the American McMurdo Station. Another previous team of engineers and scientists had dug out the top layer of one octagon made of pure black substance that was built on top of two black octagon structures that went down deep into the 2-mile-thick ice cover. In the video, the Navy SEAL, a.k.a. Spartan 1, described the launch of his mission from an aircraft carrier voyaging near the West Antarctic Ross Sea. He was taken by helicopter to the McMurdo Station, the largest of the U.S. base in Antarctica, and was taken by ground transport to the structure's location. Spartan 1 described entering a doorway approximately 50 feet under ice. He described the walls of the structure as about 18 to 30 feet thick, that's 6 to 10 meters, and the ceiling height at around 22 to 28 feet, that's about 7 to 9 meters. He said that the walls, ceiling, and floor were made of black basalt material that looked like shiny black marble, all of it perfectly smooth. The interior was heated to around 68 to 72 degrees Fahrenheit, or 20 to 22 degrees Celsius, and was also lit by a lime green source projected from the ceiling and the floor. He did not see any heating or lighting equipment, and which he added, added to the mystery of this buried structure. Only part of the structure, he stated, has been uncovered so far by the archaeological teams, with the rest buried under the ice extended far below. Ground penetrating radar had shown the structure to be an octagon in shape and covering an area of 62 acres or 0.5 square kilometers. 62 acres, this octagon structure, that's the size of it. And this is just one layer. There's several layers of it that go on top of each other. Spartan 1 described the walls and doors as being covered by hieroglyphics. They're about 8 inches high and about 2 inches deep. The hieroglyphics were neither Egyptian nor Mayan, but appeared similar to both in terms of depicting animals with strange symbols arranged within those animal-like symbols. Significantly, one of the symbols was very similar to the black sun image used by the Nazi SS, who had a large version of it built in the floor of the headquarters at the Wilhelmsburg Castle. The black sun image continues to be banned in Germany under their Nazi propaganda law. Hal said that future episodes featuring Spartan 1 will return to the black sun symbol. Spartan 1 explained that part of his mission was to transport scientists who would document the buried structure and the hieroglyphic symbols by taking photos and making drawings. He said that his team had to leave one of the scientists behind, who insisted that more time was needed to do a proper inventory of what was discovered. And so they left food provisions with him, and the temperature was right, so they said, "We'll be back." Spartan 1 was told and believed that the structure had been built by a human-looking group of extraterrestrials who were involved in the genetic engineering of humanity. Spartan 1 testimony is very significant since it provides a rare witness account of what actually is inside one of the buried structures whose age stretches back into antiquity. Hal's previous Antarctic eyewitness, Brian, did not actually get to see or go inside one of the artifacts. The closest he got was where he saw the large hole going deep inside the small South Pole, where the flying overhead, they were flying overhead, was through in a true restricted airspace. To date, only two whistleblowers, insiders, have come forward to share their accounts of being taken inside or witnessing the ancient artifacts buried deep under Antarctic ice sheets. These are Corey Good and Pete Peterson, who both say they witnessed some of the buried artifacts during their respective visits there. Good claims to have been taken to Antarctica during the early 2016 and 2017, where he saw secret bases and the remains of an ancient civilization buried deep below the ice sheets. He says he witnessed some bodies of human-alien hybrids who were part of the genetic experiments conducted by a tall, human-looking extraterrestrial race thousands of years ago. He described three large motherships buried under the ice that were used to start a global civilization with Antarctica as a hub. Peterson says he was taken to Antarctica during classified missions where he was tasked with the job of understanding the advanced technologies found near three motherships, one or more of which he witnessed during his missions. Peterson's testimony corroborates Good's account of an ancient extraterrestrial base that was used as a hub for a global civilization, which raises intriguing questions. Was the Black Sun symbol a pictorial representative of an ancient global civilization where the South Pole was the hub with spirals going out to distant colonies? In the book Antarctica's Hidden History, Dr. Michael Solem presents evidence that German nationalists using the Black Sun symbol established a colony in Antarctica where they built spacecraft for deep space exploration and colonization. According to Linda Moulton Howe's analysis, the structure witnessed by Spartan 1 dates back as far as 33 million years ago, which is the general date conventional geologists give when Antarctica was last ice-free. So it was about 33 million years ago when Antarctica was ice-free and a lush jungle environment, and that's when they Spartan 1 says that the structure he visited, the octagon, that's huge, that's where it dates back to, 33 million years ago. And Antarctica's hidden history, contrary evidence, is presented that Antarctica was an ice free as recently as 11,700 years ago, which is approximate date for the destruction of Atlantis, according to Plato. This raises the question of how old are the ruins being currently discovered in Antarctica. Spartans 1 independent testimony corroborates important elements of both Good and Peterson, what they described and what others claim lies hidden under the frozen continent. As more of Spartan 1's testimony is released, I'll have more on this show. Howell's video series has provided the answers to those questions that lies deep within the Antarctic ice sheets. I'll bring more on this show. So I'm asking you, what does Elon Musk have to do with Antarctica? So what about when he started talking about colonization of Mars? And remember when he was promoting people to sign up for those Mars missions? You know, would you like to go to Mars? You can sign up today. He was pushing that for a long time. What are the chances that anyone who would write a book about colonizing Mars through the figure of a man named Elon more than 50 years ago? Well, Universe Today magazine said Wernher von Braun, an aerospace engineer, published the most compelling tale of planned human missions to Mars in 1948, and Elon Musk isn't a natural-born billionaire, of course. Some say he is Wernher von Braun's son, but no one can find proof of that, or at least not yet. Now, of course, you know, Wernher von Braun was a Nazi. He developed the V-2 rocket, and he developed our rocket technology and the, you know, the Apollo-Saturn rocket. But, you know, in all fairness, Wernher von Braun says, hey, You know, even to the Führer, to the Hitler, he said, no, I'm not a military man. I'm a scientist. So he always wore a suit, and he, you know, would say, as long as I'll do my science, you know, I will develop the rockets. Same thing he did here. So when he finally moved to Huntsville, Alabama, to have his space center there, that's where he developed the Saturn rocket. And I remember as a kid watching Wernher von Braun on The Wonderful World of Disney with Walt Disney in Wernher von Braun's office there in Huntsville, Alabama. But if you compare early life photos of von Braun to today's Elon Musk, there is an unmistakable and uncanny resemblance. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, okay, Wernher von Braun had two daughters and was married. But, hey, you know, he probably had lovers, right? And Elon Musk, I'm just here to tell you, probably was one of his kids, one of his sons, because he never had any sons with his marriage. So it's so close when you see the comparison of his early pictures with the way Elon Musk looks today. It makes you wonder that maybe that's the reason why Elon Musk came out of nowhere to be one of the world's richest men. Dr. Johnny believes that he had help from the powers that be because he got every break in the world all along the way. But let's look at his supposed dad, the Nazi German scientist who became an American citizen in 1955, joined NASA, is regarded as one of the most influential rocket designers of the 20th century, and is head of construction of the legendary V2 and Saturn V spacecraft, which launched man into the moon, and many existing designs for systems capable of being launched into space were based on his work, named and also the Project Mars. Here's where this German scientist did. This German scientist had another mission between his brows. While working on the Apollo program, Wernher von Braun still said he knew that space race would fade into the background once man set foot on the moon. And he's right. It did quit. Hey, he had the inside story. But being the genius that he was, he had already devised a strategy to reach Mars. Project Mars, a technical tale, was born from that vision, a science fiction account of a crewed mission to Mars based on diagrams and engineering equations that he included in the appendix of that new book. The novel was not initially written, but the appendix served as the basis for a lecture given by Wernher von Braun at the Hayden Planetarium in New York during his first symposium on sustained space flight in 1951. The appendix was published in a special edition of the German spaceflight journal Wilhelm Fromm shortly after. The book was published in German as Das Mirschkapaschik late. I'm not good at speaking German, I'm sorry, but that was in late 1951, and in the United States in 1953. The following words are taken from the book's following passage, which circulated even on Twitter today. And I quote, "Once installed, a Martian government was created, led by 10 men whose leader was elected by universal suffrage by 5 years under the name or title of Elon. Two houses in parliament enacted the laws that would be administered by both Elon and his cabinet," von Braun wrote in his book. "The upper house was referred to as Council of Elders and nearly named about 60 other people, each of whom was named for life by Elon as vacancies in the event of death," the German scientist added. As a result, Wernher von Braun envisioned a future in which we would colonize the Mars, which we already have. Okay, folks, we've already colonized Mars. "With the leadership of Elon, a title or name given to an individual in charge of the planet's governance." Well, You know, Elon Musk is always talking about going to the moon. If you want to sign up, you can go to Mars and Elon Musk program. Of course, this is a huge coincidence given Elon Musk's personality and his SpaceX Mars mission plans. We know little about Musk's mother and, you know, get that. We just don't know much about his mother. And wonder if he secretly has some connection to the engineer. Well, Dr. Johnny's telling you that he does. Okay? Okay, one of his lovers, you know, was his mother. But they don't want that out and probably won't ever let it out. So we won't, anything you read about Elon Musk in his early childhood is fiction. So according to Entrepreneur.com, Musk's aspirations were apparently predicted by someone in the 1950s, which seems odd. Destiny, destiny, destiny. And there's no escape for me, Elon Musk tweeted last year on Twitter. And, well, that's an interesting response. He says, I can't escape my true destiny, he says. Musk asked if this were true. Another Twitter responded that the book was real, and he explained that the name Elon that von Braun mentioned in the book isn't the name of an individual, but a title of position of an individual, which is an elected metacritic president. However, that's what's written, and you know, so if von Braun were to have a son, and it was to a lover, and he named it Elon, his name was Elon, well, you can see the connection between von Braun's novel and the creator of SpaceX, and most likely, is a coincidence or not, hey, it's still intriguing to think that some people are born with a predetermined destiny, particularly given recent Elon Musk claim to be Emperor of Mars. He's tweeted that, oh, I'll be Emperor of Mars before too long. So now he makes you wonder, why is Elon Musk, what's he have to do with Antarctica? Well, just earlier this year, Elon Musk's Starlink satellite was getting even closer to a widespread reality where the satellite internet constellation of SpaceX is now steadily beaming information to and from Antarctica, according to scientists currently stationed on a remote continent. By the way, Dr. Johnny is connected to you via Starlink. I have a Starlink system in my house. So I'm connected. I know if the real internet goes down, the Starlink will stay up and Dr. Johnny will stay connected, and we're going to continue to do this show whether there's an EBS or not, and it just depends if I can get it out there, but I will do this show. The National Science Foundation announced that it would be building SpaceX Starlink internet connection to Antarctica in September of last year via terminal McMurdo Station to remote research station frequented by visiting scientists. While Starlink has successfully connected McMurdo Station, scientists at the field sites in the tundra are now reporting that they are receiving internet connections and more remote campsites. So it's a direct connection. No matter where you are in the wilderness or the tundra, you can, you know, with your Starlink system, you can connect directly to that, which is exactly what Dr. Johnny does. I'm not connected to anybody. The only thing I use is the power to plug into my power here for my 110 volts. But other than that, my dish connects with the Starlink system. So for the center of the oldest ice exploration and Antarctic field camp and the National Science Foundation are now testing, you know, at McMurdo Station, and they have a good connection and they're excited that now for once they have high-speed connectivity to advance their communication and might alter how we do science on the ice, they say. So successful and continued connection is some of the most remote parts of Antarctica is now reality, and remote parts of the world, I might add, and requires a laser network, as SpaceX has pointed out, following the successful test at McMurdo Station in this past September of last year. The Optic Space Laser Network uses lasers to relay data between satellites and the constellation of satellites, as opposed to having them connect with just one satellite, so it makes a clear connection. Some of my listeners have said that Elon Musk built this to surveil the populace, but no, it's not that at all. This is to help SpaceX has launched all this to help Space Command and the Space Force staying connected with anybody and anywhere in on the globe. The laser network is connected to remote parts of Canada, the tundra, the Yukon, the Australia, Outback, the Antarctica can all be connected with SpaceLink. And so it's a wonderful thing. So when people go to the moon and to Mars, this system will be a communication they're using. That's one of the main reasons it's for. It's a full-fledged constellation of Starlink satellites, in addition to bringing broadband internet to all seven continents, over 3,300,000 Starlink satellites are currently working in low Earth orbit, with SpaceX planning to launch 29,000 more of its next generation Starlink satellites. So now when people go to the moon or go to Mars, this system will make communication from there and back to here instant. So, you know, they can communicate via the internet. They'll have this Starlink system in Mars. They have the Starlink system in the moon, and they'll connect directly with the Starlink system here on our Earth planet. That is what it's for. It's for the Space Force. It's for the Space Command, and it's to help us stay connected across the solar system. That is what the Starlink system is for. Okay? Now, you can question me or anything, but prove me wrong. Show me the evidence where, you know, and it'd be some shill contradicting what the actual mission is, but that's what it is. So there's a lot going on, folks, and I'm going to bring you the news right here on The Master Survivor Beyond PhD. And I'm telling you, they're going to launch this new pandemic. They're going to try to make you mask up. They're going to mandate that you have stand 6 feet apart. They'll have travel regulations. They're even going to try to push that you can't vote unless you got vaccines. They're going to try to do all this. We'll see how far they get. But right now, can you just see and just know that they're trying to destroy our health? On every show, I talk about the microbiome is so important. But most people don't realize why that is. As humans, you know, we need our microbiome because that is our biggest immunity response to our body, is a healthy microbiome. But most of my patients and my listeners don't understand what the microbiome is. I had another request tell me that please divulge about the gut more. You know, I've missed those shows or what. I said, all right, next Sunday I'll have it. On December 3rd, I'll have it right here, and I'll talk about it. So how does the gut damage happen? I'm here to tell you, I want to help you get this squared away, because fast foods with glyphosate, you know, it's not, they talk about the gluten is damaging the system. It's not the gluten. It's the glyphosate within all the grains that they spray on the grains. It's all that glyphosate that's doing damage to your gut and destroying our microbiome. So, you know, I want to tell you, how does gut damage happen? It happens to our brain. When gut damage happens, that's brain damage. Just think that. If you, you know, have that gut damage, you're going to have brain damage. So the term plasticity comes to mind. And we have to look at this genomic plasticity. Typically, we think of neuroplasticity, meaning that all our connections in the brain can actually restructure new synapses and new dendrites and actually enhance action of the neurons. So it, this give and take and making of, you know, this plasticity, it can stretch and make these new neurons. But we also have that genome plasticity that has to express itself in the epigenetic modulation of the microbiome. So I've talked about the diversity of the microbiome before on other shows, and you've heard me mention that there are literally quadrillions of bacteria that live inside us. And I'm not going to go through all those numbers, but just know virus, bacteria, and parasites, there's quadrillions and quintillions. That's like, you know, 30 zeros behind 10. So there's more than you can ever imagine. It's so diverse, more than grains of sand on a beach, you know. But that's what makes up our microbiome. This glyphosate damages that, where certain types of parasites, certain types of microbes, certain types of pathogens get, you know, certain types of fungal microbes get killed off, and these other pathogens come up in more and more numbers, and then we start getting more sick, and then we have where we're allergic to gluten. Well, the gluten is bringing the glyphosate with it. So if you got holes all in your gut because those pathogens are puncturing holes in your gut, see, that's getting out into your brain. That's getting out into your brain. And so you eat a piece of bread, you know, that has gluten in it, your body's going, wait, we got way too much of that. No, and it forms a reaction to where you break out in hives. That's why you're allergic to it, because that glyphosate's coming in. It's not the gluten, it's the glyphosate. It's the glyphosate, which is Roundup spray that they put on the grains and the soybeans and the corn, you know. So, you know, you've heard of people allergic to corn and peanuts and gluten. Well, that's all what they're spraying. It's that Roundup that they're being allergic to. You eat those grains, and, yeah, you'll break out in the hives. If you want to get rid of that glyphosate, think no further than the Master Survivor Program. You need our Total Gut Restoration Kit, because we want to restore that RNA factor so it can preserve our DNA so we can be more neuroplastic, more elastic in our brain and in our gut, because we want to seal off those openings in our colon, because that glyphosate is getting out into our bloodstream. And then we get sick. And then, of course, that creates more exosomes, and those exosomes turn into an autoimmune condition, and those exosomes start attacking us. The interesting thing is this starts from your mouth all the way down to your anus. That whole tract gets contaminated and gets in balance, but you can balance it out with the Total Gut Restoration Kit that's part of the Master Survivor Program. That's the first line of defense against any pathogen, whether it's a vaccine, whether it's a cold or a flu, or, you know, no matter what it is, it seeks mucosal tissue, like inside your nose, like inside your lungs, like inside your colon. So we have to balance that out. And if it's not balanced out, we get too much of the fast food, then all of a sudden an imbalance is created. The dysbiosis is created in our gut, and that creates leaky gut. And so this Roundup, this glyphosate, gets out into your bloodstream. Just go to organics.org and look up where glyphosate comes from. Look up a popular beer. I've got one guy that told me that he can't drink, you know, the conventional beer anymore, that it makes him break out in hives, to drink Michelob or, you know, Bud Light or Coors or something like that, the regular conventional beer, because it's got glyphosate in it. Look it up in organics.org. So he goes to the craft beer, you know, and that doesn't break him out. But he got on the total gut restoration kit. We got rid of that problem to where he breaks out when he gets fast food or when he gets, corn, because most of the corn is GMO corn and it's sprayed with glyphosate. I'm just letting you know, folks, this is not pleasant, but it's honest to God truth. So what we really have to do is get our gut back in order. We have a chance in healthcare today, to be above their misery level. Everybody goes to the hospital, goes to their doctor, they're on the misery level. You just look at it. Go to themastersurvivor.com and just click on the Master Survivor program and go down and go to number 2. Number 1 is the total. Number 1 is the hair tissue mineral analysis. Number 2 is a total gut restoration kit. And I'm telling you, that is so important, because with the 3 R's total gut restoration kit, it comes from the microbiome laboratories that I work with. And balance in the microbiome is key to good health, because it raises your immunity response and you won't need the vax. You won't need and worry about catching the COVID or the white lung pneumonia or any of that. They're going to push all these things coming real soon, folks. Real soon. You're going to hear it. More than half of your immunity response is in your gut. So we all need that. If we have gut problems, we need the 3 R's total gut restoration kit. Just go to themastersurvivor.com, scroll down to the Master Survivor program, and scroll down to number 2. And right there with your credit card, you can register as my patient and get the 3 R's total gut restoration program. Because getting your body and mind under your control is the most important way to avoid the medical tyranny. And believe me, more medical tyranny is coming. You haven't seen it yet. The worst hasn't come yet. What we've gone through is just a warm-up. It's just a trial run. We're coming to the worst because they don't want Trump elected. That's the whole thing. They're scared to death of Donald Trump. First day in office, he's already said he's going to get rid of the IRS. He's going to get rid of TSA. First day in office. And he's going to reorganize the FBI. First day in office. Boy, that they don't want that. So they're trying to get rid of him any way they can. They're going to try to keep you from voting. They're going to make you get the vax. And unless you get the vax, you can't vote. They're going to do all these things. The whole COVID-19, 2020, 2021, that's just a warm-up of what's coming. Trust me. I hate to bring you and give you the bad news, but this year I'm not looking forward to it. And I'm going to keep doing my show, and I want you to know right now that I am I love my life, folks. I really enjoy my life because I'm helping my patients. So if you ever hear of me committing suicide, don't believe it. I'm not afraid of death. I'm not afraid of the powers that be. I'm not afraid of any circumstances, because God is my co-pilot and I ride every day, every hour, every second with God in my life. So if something happens to me and they say it's a suicide, don't believe it. It's not true. I love my life. I'm here to help my patients, and I will continue to be here within my power. I just live in a little 500 square foot little place that I should be on hoarders because of all the boxes and stuff all around me, because it's all my research and all my stuff for the university and all my patients' records. And I'm going to keep it all going. And the Master Survivor University is going to be second to none. So if you want a choice in healthcare that's not the conventional drug and surgery, the cut and burn treatments, look no further than the Master Survivor Program, where we use food as our medicine and medicine as our food, and Dr. Johnny is going to help you stay on top of your game to be strong through the worst event the deep state control is. We are master survivors. If you join me, you will survive. If you want a future health career, you know, a career in health field that focuses on helping people get well and stay well, then consider the Master Survivor University, and you consider it now before I raise the prices in January 2024, and become a Master Survivor health provider, a Master Survivor doctor. Your patients will excel in their health goals, and your practice will grow when you use a proven methodology from ancient Greek wisdom backed by modern laboratory science. I am a laboratory naturopathic doctor, and my goal is helping all my patients and my students accelerate in their health progress and helping their patients. I am also doing this to protect your mental health, too. So I'm saying this, and a couple of my patients have asked me if I have a backup plan, something happens to me. Well, I do have a backup plan because I do have a student who's going to become a Master Survivor doctor real soon, probably in 2024. You know, if she keeps working hard as she's been working, I'm really proud of her. She's a great student. She's very smart. And, you know, she can carry the torch if something happens to Dr. Johnny. And I'm just telling you that she will be. She's done excellent at her apprentice work, and she's doing excellent at her programmer work on her master's program. And I have every faith in the world that she will carry the flame and carry the torch of the Master Survivor on into the future. And I have others who need to, start their master's program, and they will because they've already finished their apprentice. So I do have a backup plan. I do have a backup plan. So no problem. Right now, America needs the Master Survivor Program more than ever. There are only two parts to the Master Survivor Program. It's less than $600 to get total health and be above the medical tyranny and be a survivor no matter what they throw at you. The first part is the Master Survivor Program is the hair tissue mineral analysis, the HTMA from the Trace Elements Laboratories that I work with right here in North Dallas in Addison, Texas, to find the right food to get the minerals in your cells balanced in the right ratio in all your body. That means brain cells, bone cells, skin cells. We are our cells. It's like bricks in a house. Without the bricks, there is no house. Without the cells, there is no body. And with the hair tissue mineral analysis and Dr. Johnny's consultation, you will balance the minerals in all the cells of your body. This is the preferred test used by the EPA to check on heavy metal content of the body. That's the laboratory they use, Trace Elements Laboratory. It's the top one for the EPA to use to check for heavy metals. It's also the laboratory that the National Geographic and the History Channel and Smithsonian use when they test hair from the mummies that they dig up, because they know they'll get the best analysis. And I helped start this lab back in 1991. So I know it's the best lab because before that, they came to Davenport Labs, which is the lab that I ran all through the 80s. This valuable diagnostic shows the foods to avoid and the foods to increase on. And then your body will start dumping and eliminating the toxins like glyphosate and other heavy metals from your body, and your immunity system goes way up. But you got to have the microbiome balanced to get it out, that, you know, get it out of that little red lane and down the porcelain throne. And if you follow both the 3 R's total gut restoration kit, then the maintenance on that is less than $50 a month or, you know, or less. You take one capsule every. But once you start the 3 hours and do that after 6 months, then you just take a maintenance. You buy a bottle for, I don't know, it's like $60. That lasts you 2 months. And, you know, so you can stay and keep your microbiome balanced while you follow the food and supplement schedule of the hair tissue mineral analysis. This diet therapy is so effective that most doctors don't use it. You know why? Because they told me, I've trained medical doctors to do the HTMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis. They told me they don't want to use it anymore because they can't make money when their patients are getting well. That's what they told me. If you believe that, I couldn't believe it. I about fell out of my chair. You got to be kidding me. No, I got to have them coming back, Dr. Johnny, you know. You know, I'm running. I got to keep the lights on here. Well, they got to support the payment for that Mercedes that they got too, and that house, and their kids in college. Well, the doctor told me if it wasn't for this one family that had, you know, a couple of people had cancer, that he couldn't put his kids through college if it hadn't been for that one family. I couldn't believe it. Now, you know, this is back, you know, over a few beers, back before 1991, before my sobriety date. But, you know, man to man, you know, after a couple of pitchers of beer, you know, we talked about the nitty gritty and we talked shop. He said, yeah, if it wasn't for the Anderson family, I wouldn't have been able to put my kids through college. He said, you know, two or three of their Anderson people had, you know, cancer. So, you know, the diet and supplement schedule is so effective with the hair tissue mineral analysis that most doctors don't use it anymore because they can't make money when their patients are getting well. But Dr. Johnny will continue to use it because his patients continue to get well. So I encourage you to become a Master Survivor today and survive. Just go to themastersurvivor.com and click on the Master Survivor program, and you too can start less than $600 using your credit card and become a Master Survivor. Or you can click on the Master Survivor University, where you too can become a Master Survivor health professional. And we can overcome this medical tyranny one patient at a time. Because when they're sent home to die, many times they'll call Dr. Johnny because they have nobody else to call. Nobody else can take them. Insurance won't cover them anymore. And they only have one solution, and that's a Master Survivor. Become a Master Survivor today. Have a good week, everybody. This is Dr. Johnny, over and out.
People's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We gotta stop them! They're gonna kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human beings!
Time when the operation of the machine you're so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it. That unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Oh.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well, now you've got it.
Ray, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution.
Hi, I'm Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Friday evenings, 8 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law, spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers